Come on up.
How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus? How do you spell Jesus? L-O-V-E. How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? How do you say Jesus? Love, love, love.
You can be right here with all the kids. Yeah, Dad's right there with you too. It's good to have you here. It's always good to meet new friends. And that's what our high school kids have been doing this past week. They've been meeting some new friends and reconnecting with some friends from a couple of years ago. Our sponsors and Miss Julia and our kids went on a mission trip down to the border between the United States and Mexico. And they've been doing good ministry there this week. Bless your heart. That always hurts. They have been active and have been doing all kinds of things. And it's one of those deals where you go down there with the plan to give, to help, and to serve, and it always seems that you end up receiving so much in return, maybe even more than you expected. So we're going to take the opportunity today. We're going to deviate from our usual plan, and we're going to hear from them today. So I wanted you all to come up. We're going to take a seat right over here in the front row. So we've got good seats and everybody can see, and we're going to invite our high school youth to reflect with us a little bit on the experience they've had this past week. Should we sit over here? You guys want to come? We're going to sit right in this row right here. Come on. Come right on up.
Yeah.
Let's make room for everybody.
First trip to El Seniso. I learned a lot through all of the various projects around the church and the surrounding communities. We helped out by painting a wall and cleaning out the old food pantry and the shed of the church. Within the community, we packed bags of food with a group of amazing people who loved us like their own. Later in the week, we were able to pass out those bags that we had packed to the people living in an apartment complex. That was actually the experience that I got the most out of. I was one of the people helping the folks who didn't have a way to carry all their food back to their apartment by themselves. Eunice, Cole, and I would carry their food up in carts and help unload the items into their kitchen. We were also told to give hugs to all of the people we helped. The women in charge described to us that we were the grandchild that never visits. With the help of Eunice translating for me, I hugged everyone we met, with the exception of one man who offered me a handshake instead. I learned through this task that truly everyone deserves all of the love in the world, no matter their conditions. I'm truly grateful for the opportunity to go on this trip, and I'm excited for the trips to come.
On this mission trip, I grew closer to God through bonding with the kids of El Seniso that got to come to VBS, working with the people at the food pantry, and doing service for the church. All of the kids that came to VBS had a smile on their face the whole time, no matter what we were doing, from playing hide and seek to making bracelets. They were ecstatic just to be there. The two food pantry workers, Caesar and Jose, accepted us as someone that they had known for years. They didn't speak a word of English, and even though we couldn't understand each other, our motives were the same. We were there to serve people. As we worked side by side with them, we laughed and had a good time. The service projects at the church were pretty hard, but all the sweat and dehydration paid off when we got to see the look on Miguel's face, one of the church members. You could see the joy in his eyes as he told us that he had been wanting to get all of these projects done for years, but was never able to. I'm eager to be able to go on another mission trip and grow closer to God and serve more of his people.
So focusing on what mission means to me, it's that when my mom asked me to go on this mission trip, I was not excited, but I was not unhappy. And that I think is that I have friends who are in Austin and did not go on this mission trip. Would I have gone on this mission trip in my day? Would I have gone on this mission trip if I was not in this church? No. I would not have helped the people who I helped. And I think that that is what is important for being a Christian. And I think that's what's great about mission, is that it takes us from what we would not normally be helping others and forces us to do what Jesus would have done, which is go and help the others in this location. And that is what the majority of what mission means to me. And apart from that, I think that it's good for us as a community to get out and bond by helping others. And before I get down, I do want to leave with a word of caution when it comes to mission. And that is that we must remember that the people that we are helping are not static and stationary, but are moving on in their lives, and we should be there to be a stepping stone to help them move on and not just there at one point. And that even the people that we may help at Laredo, as Philip mentioned, Caesar and the others, we're helping others as well. So.
Before I went on this mission trip, I was exactly thinking that I would be like an outcast to society and not really welcomed in their community since we were all different. But what I found was actually the exact opposite. And when we got there and we helped with the food pantry, the people accepted us as if they had known us for years, and they actually played games with us when we had to go get stuff. And it was actually a great experience for me. And I learned a lot, and even though they didn't have very much, they were probably the happiest like community I had ever seen. And no one really was like down about anything. They all had a positive outlook on life. And they were always trying to give us stuff, even though we had more than they did. And I thought that was pretty cool, because it sort of showed that they weren't a materialistic society. They saw as like through God they would help others no matter if it meant putting them in like a worse place. And I thought that was pretty cool.
Okay, one second here. Okay, so I was sitting here trying to think of what I should write for this mission trip. And I mean, it was only a week, but there was a lot that happened in this week. And it was different than last time in a few different ways. And I think one of them was that not only did we do a little bit more of the physical work than the last trip, but I was also kind of trying to think about that the work that we did in El Seniso specifically, and I found kind of a common theme within it all, and it was about specifically like the type of work that we were doing. So I'll give you some examples of things we did there. We threw out a bunch of expired food from a pantry. We painted over a wall in like white paint. We reorganized a library. And then on the last day, we completely emptied out and threw away a bunch of stuff from a shed and then put it back in and reorganized it. And so I think when most of us think of going somewhere on a mission trip or doing service or just generally like charity, we think of giving, and we think of maybe donating money, or we think of like bringing boundless goods to people who don't have very much, or just things like that. But I realized kind of the things we were doing weren't necessarily giving, because we were throwing things away. We had, by the end of the day, they had so many like loads of trash that we had to load into the dump truck. And I was kind of surprised by it at first, because I was just thinking, like, this doesn't seem like service at first because I was like, this is so sad that we have to throw away all this expired food. But then I thought about the painting the white wall. And the thing was, it wasn't paint, it was primer. And primer, you cover things up with primer, but it's so that you can put something on top of it. We painted that, we primed the wall white so that the people of El Seniso could cover it with their own story and with their own art and creativity. And we emptied out that pantry so that they could bring more food into it and actually use the pantry. We reorganized the library, the books, so that the kids and the people of El Seniso would be able to use it in the future and be able to learn and grow. And the shed, we had to throw away probably half of it, but that was so that we could uncover the other half of it and make it actually usable. So I think kind of what I got out of that specific part of this trip is that priming is essential in so many, in every time you paint a wall and in every process of your life too. And I think we might not give enough credit to the to the relief of being rid of trash in our lives and to the feeling of when you can clear away clutter that may build up over time that you don't really notice at first, but eventually it begins to impede your life and your happiness. And so I encourage everyone to think more about ways that they can clear up their life or simplify their life so that you can bring in more of what's good in our lives. Yeah.
So as we pulled up to Agua Viva, which was the church in the heart of the whole community, the first thing that I noticed was how similar everything was to how I remembered it from 2 years ago. So the tables we painted on our last trip were still there, bright as ever, and the kitchen and the library were in just as good of condition, and the whole layout of the church was pretty much exactly as it had been 2 years ago. And I was immediately really like comforted by the familiarity of and all these details, but I didn't think much past that. But after letting it sit for a few days, the full like impact of it hit me that while we've been gone for 2 years doing it as whatever it is we do, they've been working day and night trying to keep the tenuous environment for the community afloat, and all the while not sacrificing an ounce of humor or heart. And so we're there for a week, helping them for maybe 6 hours a day, but they're living and breathing El Seniso 24/7. And these people, they never complain, they never doubt God's plan, and they never falter in their own mission to provide a place of rest for the people in their community, even though they're being challenged so much by God every day. And the strength and resilience of the people there is honestly really, truly overwhelming. And you can feel it in every person you met, from the head pastor of Agua Viva, who lost her husband a year ago and continues to give 100% of her energy to the families of El Seniso, to the leader of the food pantry in another church who acted like a machine, giving orders and directions to everyone within a 100-yard radius and making sure the food packing process ran smoothly. And even the kids we met in El Seniso were stronger than most adults. And you know, the kids, they're all too familiar with struggle, and most have to grow up way too fast considering the financial situation most of their families are in. But if you looked at the kids, they're not tired or discouraged or anything by any stretch of the imagination. And in fact, they're some of the most joyful and God-loving people you will ever meet. You know, the outlook these people have on life is not only something to be admired, but I think it's something to be emulated. The people of El Seniso face every challenge with open arms, and they cherish every person they meet like they're their own child, despite any language barrier. And you know, I think in order to be like them, to have a fundamental passion for doing good and truly loving your neighbor, I suggest that we treat today not as a burden or a to-do list, but instead we treat it as the blessing that God intended it to be.
I have a couple of reflections from participants at our group in our group that weren't able to be here this morning, and then I'll finish up with my own. This is from Zoe Gordon, who is one of our youth. My experience on the youth trip to El Seniso was phenomenal. It was an eye-opening experience to see the smiles on the faces of the people we worked with throughout the week. On the first day, we went to a place where they made some bags of food for their food pantry and helped put a lot of the bags together. While making those bags, we got to create a connection with the two men working with us, even though there was a language barrier. When we gave out those bags to the people in the nursing home that we went to, we saw the men again, and they couldn't be happier to see us. As we passed out the bags we had spent hours on, the residents in the nursing home loved to hug and compliment us and would talk for as long as we could listen. Before we started giving out the bags, Pastor Lucy told us that to them we could be like the grandchildren they never see. It broke my heart knowing they had no one to keep them company. There weren't as many children at the VBS because a lot of kids were in a school program, but it gave us more time to bond with those who came. Even though I couldn't spend as much time with the kids as I wanted, I'm so grateful to say that I got to know some of those beautiful faces. The last day of helping, we unloaded, organized, and fixed a huge shed that you couldn't even open before we got there. That day, it was 110 degrees, and everyone looked as though we were dying. We spent 5 hours in the heat getting the job done, and the biggest reward was seeing the grateful face of a worker at the church named Miguel. This trip taught me to see the greater picture, that working hard to help others means more than slacking off to help yourself. This one is from our sponsor, Eunice Salinas. She was married yesterday in Laredo and spent the last week that she had able to get ready for her wedding. She was also helping with this mission trip, and so she obviously was not able to be here, but she sends her love to you. My experience at El Ceniso this year was very different from my previous one. This time I was able to build a better relationship with the incoming youth. I was able to take care of my wedding duties and to admire a woman of God, Mariana, graciously leading a community. Watching the youth become so involved with the community of El Ceniso, regardless of their language barrier, was amazing. All in all, I'm so honored to be part of this church, and I'm thankful for the opportunity of being a youth sponsor. And I'd like to close with my own experience and also a prayer that we used in devotions. So this one's mine. As I thought about what I might share with you this morning, I kept returning to the incredible sense of being enfolded into the bright and vibrant family that is the people of Laredo and Mission Agua Viva in El Ceniso. From the moment we arrived, we were no longer strangers. During our daily VBS program, Abiding Love's children became Agua Viva's children, and Agua Viva's children became Abiding Love's children. We shared meals, we shared mission, we shared labor with our brothers and sisters in Laredo and El Ceniso. We were reminded that love has no barriers, even when you're trying to communicate in different languages. We learned that dirt and sweat and weary muscles are holy, and that meals made by loving hands and brought to us by a community each and every day are as sacramental as bread and wine. We learned that the Holy Spirit is present in the joy of children who have heard that God loves them and who reminded us that we were beloved children of God as well. And we learned that the Holy Spirit was present in the faces of the elderly we visited when they understood that they were seen and that they mattered to us and we to them. The single most powerful understanding that I am left with from our week in mission is that the people of Laredo and El Ceniso are our family. And you may not have met them yet, but they are your family too. They are our family and we are theirs because God has made it so. And as we continue to reach out and to share in mutual joy and love and service with each other, we'll be sharing it with our family. And when we return to them, it will be like going home again. I'd like to close with the words of a prayer we used in morning devotions on our very first day in mission. Oh God, you have called your servants to ventures of which we cannot see the ending, by paths as yet untrodden and through perils unknown. Give us faith to go out with good courage, not knowing where we go, but only that your hand is leading us and your love supporting us through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. Would you please